The next item on our agenda. Let me pull it up here. Is item OAN 2021-000493, which is an ordinance allowing restaurants to hold weddings. So the chair recognizes the presenter, Melissa Anderson, to help us understand this item a little bit better.
Thank you very much, Chair. This is Melissa Anderson, Planning Manager at the MSD, and putting up the very short presentation. Can you see my screen at this time?
Yes, we can see the presentation.
Okay, so this is a proposal to amend the zoning code for Salt Lake County. It relates to the definition of a restaurant, and it would add that weddings, receptions, and similar events are included in that definition. So it will amend section 19.04.462, which is a restaurant with a liquor license. And so that definition is that a restaurant with a liquor license means a public restaurant authorized by the State Alcohol Beverage Control Commission as a liquor outlet allowing the storage, sale, and consumption of liquor and alcohol on the premises. It also, then this proposal would add this sentence that weddings, receptions, and similar events are included in such a use. And there has been some, you know, question about whether these activities, you know, can be, you know, take place at restaurants. And so what this does is just clarifies that yes, indeed, it does. And so that's why we're including that. Some of this has been spurred on from issues with the Log Haven restaurant that does those activities, has done it for quite a while. And so this provides clarity for that business, as well as anything operating similarly. So public notice was sent out in accordance with regulations in the state law, mailed to affected entities. We also have to post at 3 locations and at least 10 days before this first public hearing. No public comments have been received on it thus far. And so this is a recommendation from the Planning Commission in terms of your decision to the County Council. And so you have the option to recommend approval to the Council as proposed, or with amendments, or to recommend denial. Staff recommends the Planning Commission recommend approval to the County Council on this proposal. So I'll stop sharing the screen. If you have any questions for me at this time, I'll do my best to answer them.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions? I guess one question I have is there a reason that we're restricting this only to restaurants that hold a liquor license instead of making it available to all restaurants?
That's a good question. I'd like to call upon Zach Shaw in terms of this amendment was initially initiated out of council on December 7th.
So I think the idea is that it is to limit it to larger scale restaurants, which typically have liquor licenses. Because of the accommodation of the number of people that typically attend weddings and receptions, I think that was the idea.
So it doesn't necessarily have to do with the fact of whether they can serve liquor or not, but just whether or not they hold a liquor license is kind of a proxy for the size and capacity to hold such an event.
Yeah, that's. I think it's. I think that's right.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, I've got a question. Now, will this ordinance change still keep the outside functions prohibited where they have to be inside?
Well, their premises may have some patios right around it. So in that sense, it could be, you know, just the patio on their inside and outside, but just around the restaurant. I think that would be the intention of this applicability. Does that answer your question, or am I?
Yes, that would work.
Okay.
I do remember seeing something in the application regarding limited outdoor use.
Outdoor weddings?
Outdoor weddings. There we go.
Initially, the sponsor had entertained that idea for outdoor weddings. But since then, and after staff analysis and conferring with the council sponsor of this amendment, then there was potentially a lot of unintended consequences if we were to add outdoor weddings in general as a condition of use in the FR zone. So that has been eliminated with the support of the original sponsor. In addition, a specific application or business of Log Haven has already been processed through as a special exception to memorialize the uses that they've been doing for many, many years. So it's really not necessary to make any other further code changes.
All right. Thank you for that communication. Any other questions? Not seeing any, I would accept a motion to open up the public hearing portion of the meeting for this application.
This is Commissioner Vance. I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded to open up the public hearing portion for the application OAM 2021-000493. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So the motion carries. The public hearing portion is now open. Is the applicant present?
Oh, there's
no application.
This was initiated by the Salt Lake County Council on December 7th.
So there's no applicant. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak for or against, including representatives of community councils? All right, not seeing anyone trying to speak up. We'll give it, I guess, a few more seconds. All right, not seeing anyone speaking up, I will go ahead and accept a motion to close the public hearing portion for this item.
I'll move to close public comment.
I'll second that.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded to close the public comment portion of the meeting for item OAM 2021-000493. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So the motion carries. The public comment portion for this item is now closed. Is there any discussion by the commissioners for this item? All right, hearing no discussion, I would accept a motion for either like a recommendation of approval with amendments, or the recommendation of denial to the county council.
A motion that we recommend to the county council that this be approved.
I'll second that.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of OAM 2021-000493 to the county council. All those in favor say aye.
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 So the motion carries.